Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to our advanced class, and today we're going to continue the story of the staying power of Susan Sarandon and her latest hit movie, Arbitrage. We welcome all of you back. Thanks for being with us. And this is Po Mung Hui. We also have with us
Brian
and Amanda.
So we're glad to have all of you joining in as we continue looking at our magazine, page 37, talking about a person. And who is this person?
Talking about Susan Sarandon, but now we're also learning more about another actress in her new movie, Britt Marling.
That's right. And this is all coming from the movie Arbitrage. It's one of Susan's latest movies. Yesterday, we learned that Susan has staying power within Hollywood and how she's come to do that over time.
She tries to be in movies that are new and they're just the wave-catching potential, things that are on the cutting edge that people are just talking about right now. What is going on now? Well, this movie, Arbitrage, is rather new. Did you know anything about it?
I didn't until we started researching for this article. Very interesting. I think it's interesting that it's a movie that has been ripped from recent headlines. We've talked a lot about, you know, over the years, the financial crisis and different things that are happening in the financial market. And this is also something that's happened where people may do financial wrongdoing, especially people that are higher up in the organization.
You know, I guess it's a big temptation for people who have an opportunity to handle large funds, and they never thought they were going to do that when they started out. But it seems like the more they get used to it, that this becomes easier. It's kind of a strong temptation, and it's hard for people to resist temptation. Money, women, all these things that are temptations, it's not easy for them to resist. Isn't that right?
That's right, and so it'll be interesting to see how people respond to this movie where it shows kind of the human side and the results or consequences of some of those actions. Mm.
So today we're going to talk about the movie again. We're going to mention someone who was in the movie with Susan Sarandon, right?
That's right. We'll be introduced to rising star Britt Marling and learn more about her.
Okay, so if you have your magazines ready on page 37, if you want to just listen in right now, we're going to read the first part of the lesson, and I think we should go ahead and read the whole first column.
Rising star Britt Marling plays Sarandon's character's daughter in Arbitrage and marvels at this force of nature she got to share scenes with. The test of any scene with any actor is, how much can you live in this imaginary reality? Are you there 50%? 60%? Acting with Susan, who is so there, so present, and her character is so crackling with life, that if anything is distracting you in the least, just looking at her will pull you right back into the moment. Sarandon shrugs off such praise. Actors should just act, do what's fun. Do stage, TV, film, whatever interests you. When you see yourself as a character actor, it's easy to see yourself as Jason Segel's mom or Richard Gere's wife. Smaller films, which she mixes in with studio productions, allow her to push the envelope in terms of my ego and have the opportunity to work with people I don't know. Every film can be a reboot of who you think you are, if you think of it that way. The worst thing that can happen to you is that you get complacent.
So we're talking about Susan Sarandon, who is a star, but a rising star is someone who is just becoming to be noticed, beginning to be noticed.
That's right. Her name is Britt Marling, and she plays the daughter of Sarandon's character in this movie, Arbitrage. And she was born in 1982. She's actually from Chicago, Brian. Mm-hmm. And she graduated from Georgetown University with a bachelor's in economics. And what's very interesting, considering the nature of this movie, Arbitrage, is that when she graduated, she was actually offered a job with Goldman Sachs, but she turned it down to become an actor instead. So she has a background in finance.
Tell us more about Goldman Sachs. That's a financial firm.
Well, maybe she understands Wall Street then. That's one of the biggest investment banks on Wall Street, known all around the world. So maybe that gave her some insight into the character she and Sarandon played.
Mm. Right. Well, she says that she marvels that this force of nature she got to share scenes with, and that's Susan. I mean, she feels like, I'm really glad I can be in a movie with her because she's strong. She's a force of nature. She's not just an actress, but she's part of the movie. She's there.
It's interesting using that term, force of nature. You know, when we think of a force of nature, we think of things like earthquakes.
Typhoons.
Big things that change the environment or change the way something is. And that's what Susan does when she is acting.
That's right. She kind of carries a scene or carries a moment in the movie.
That's true. And when you're in a movie like this, it tells us in line 15, you know, that the test of the scene when she's in there with her mother, how much can you really live in this kind of reality? In other words, believe that this is your mother at that moment. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe it, it's hard to really talk like it's your mother.
Right.
So you have to be in it.
Yeah, and portray that on the screen so that the people watching the movie will really believe you.
So if you're there 50 or 60%, that's good. But when you're with Susan, it's so there. It's just like, she's really my mother. So it's kind of like 100% really, isn't it?
That's right. It's like she's been transformed into that person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting. She goes on to say her character is so crackling with life that if anything is distracting you in the least, just looking at her will pull you right back into the moment. So even just Susan playing out her character, if you get distracted for even a moment, that Susan herself can even pull the other person back into the scene and live within that scene.
And that's very good. You know, it's kind of a mentor to her in a way, isn't she?
Yeah, and that's a great talent to have. And I'm sure that Britt Marling has learned a lot about acting by working with Sarandon.
Mm. Right. Well, Sarandon just shrugs off. She says, oh, come on, that's nothing. I'm just doing my job. But really, you know, she is kind of humble, I think. She doesn't sound proud about it. She doesn't say, well, how come you can't act or anything? She just, let's do it. Let's be it. And she's just there for you.
Right. She's a very real person.
Mm-hmm.
Very down to earth. I like how she says, actors should just act. Do what's fun. And then she goes on, do stage, TV, film, whatever interests you. You know, follow what you love.
That's right. I like her emphasis on fun, you know. I think that's really one thing that gets her through a lot of these roles is she's having fun while she's doing it. She's not just memorizing lines, but she's really having fun.
She's enjoying the acting. You know, I think that's true about any job you do, even people that work here, you know, at our studio classroom offices, and I always say, if you don't like it, you shouldn't work here because it should be fun. You go to work every day, and if you don't like your job, it's so boring and life is just too short. If you don't like it, go find something you like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what she found. She likes acting. So just be part of it. And I think we all need a little fun in our life, don't we? Even
at
work.
Definitely. We need that passion to keep going.
Mm-hmm. We even have fun sometimes when we're recording, don't we?
We do, often.
Especially when Bill's always laughing when he's there. But, you know, but it is good to enjoy what you're doing, and I think that this is what Susan does too. And she's just right there and brings you right back into it. So it's easy to see yourself in this movie when you're with her because she makes you feel like she is that person. And that is a very good trait for an actress or actor.
Right. I think it's interesting, she says, when you see yourself as a character actor, it's easy to see yourself as Jason Segel's mom or Richard Gere's wife. So for her, being a character actor, because she is so there or in the moment, in the present, she's able to take on these roles. Jason Segel is also another actor, and she played his mom in a movie called Jeff Who Lives at Home. And, of course, Richard Gere's wife in this movie, Arbitrage.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that the people that play officer, like Richard Gere and them, they feel the same way. It's easy to act with someone who can pretend or feel they're that part. Mm-hmm. It works both ways to all the actors and their connections, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. There's that chemistry, I think, that happens. Like for instance, Britt Marling is saying, you know, when Susan can do it, she pulls everybody else with her.
Right. That's very good. But even in smaller films, you know, what she mixes in with her big studio production, she does little types of films. I don't know what kind, but there's always little jobs she can do. But they allow her to push the envelope. In other words, that helps her to actually challenge herself to do even more than she thought she could do by doing something different that she hasn't done before.
She's been involved in a lot of movies that are maybe independent movies, film festival movies, not just the Hollywood big movies.
Maybe for charities even and other things.
Right, right. And I think it's interesting she feels that they have allowed her to challenge herself, you know, maybe in characters she never thought she could play before.
Mm-hmm. So all of you should push the envelope a little bit. Don't just be in your own comfort zone. Say, I'm not comfortable doing that. Well, get out and push the envelope a little bit. Don't you think
mm-hmm.
so?
Yeah, take a challenge once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Don't say I can't do it.
Right.
So she works with a lot of different people, and she says every film can be a reboot of who you think you are. So you can say, well, I think I can do this, but then you redo it and challenge yourself again and do it even better.
Right, and maybe as an actor you get to read a lot of scripts, and then through those scripts you think, well, that character actually will challenge me beyond something that maybe I've never even thought I could do before. And if you look at her 43 years of acting, you can see just the various roles. For instance, the nun that we talked about yesterday in Dead Man Walking. You know, she'd never done that before, and the level of emotion that she had to also use to play that nun, you know, looking after a man on death row, I'm sure that challenged her to deal with emotions she may never have dealt with before.
That's true.
That's right. It's interesting that it says every film can be a reboot, and that's another version of the word we used yesterday where we said that she reinvents herself. So mm-hmm. she's really reinventing herself or rebooting, to use a computer term. She's really becoming a completely new person with each character.
Well, and one thing, you know, that she says by pushing the envelope, she says also the worst thing can happen is that you can get complacent. And I think that's true with everybody. When we become very complacent about everything, I know how to do it, I don't need anything, I don't have to prepare, then you're in trouble.
That's right. You get in what we say a rut. You just kind of get too comfortable and you don't challenge yourself, you don't learn anything new. But she is the opposite of that.
And if you get complacent, it means that you're not going forward, but you don't stand still. So you either go forward or backwards. So if you're not going forward, you better look out because you'll be slipping backwards. You cannot stand still.
That's right. You don't want to be too confident that you don't need to try anymore. So I think it's good, you know, when we have opportunity to just say, am I moving forward? Am I pushing the envelope in my job or in the different challenges? You know, am I teaching myself new things or open to being taught new things so that we can grow and move forward?
And those of you that are keeping on with advance for the rest of your life, you're probably still pushing the envelope because we're learning new things all the time. We have to do it as teachers, even looking at some of the articles. How can we teach that? We have to look up things and push the envelope a little to try to find out about some of our technology articles, don't we?
That's right. And that's our hope, that along with our listeners, we can keep pushing the envelope.
And so it's very important for all of us to know that. But that's one thing she does. And it's very obvious that she affects the people around her. So we've learned some good terms here, and we've also learned some more about her. So let's go on to read a little bit more about some of the causes that she's interested in the next column.
Sarandon's causes. Marling says she grew up admiring Sarandon, both as an actress and as a human being. Sarandon is still as well known for her activism as her acting. So while this year alone, She played the frustrated mother of Ed Helms and Jason Segel in Jeff, Who Lives at Home, mothered Adam Sandler in That's My Boy, and co-starred with Frank Langella in the wistful sci-fi comedy Robot and Frank. Her passion remains her causes. "Returning veterans are my biggest concern right now," she says. "I always am involved in anti-poverty issues and fighting child prostitution. The Somalie Mam Foundation is what I have been supporting. I've been to Cambodia with my daughter and working with Somalie."
Well, here we hear from Marlene again, and she talks about how she admires Sarandon. She has admired Sarandon growing up and seeing her on the big screen, not just for her acting ability, but for just who she is as a human being, and that must be related to some of these causes, right, Doris?
I think that's very important for people to be not just who they see are on the screen, but when they're off the screen. If they act like they don't care about people, then it kind of puts down your feeling for them as an actor or actress, doesn't it?
Right. I think it comes back to what you mentioned earlier, Doris, that she's a very humble person, you know, and she's willing to help other actors when she's on set with them, and that translates into her real life, you know, outside of the set or outside of the movie as well. She wants to change and influence the environment around her through these causes.
Right. When she's known for activism, that means that she's pushing on some projects. She's an activist. That means we don't just accept things like they are. Okay, There's a lot of poor people in the world. So what? I can't help it. That's it. No, she's not like that. She's activism. She's active. She said, let's do something about it. So she's an activist. Isn't she?
Right. She wants, she believes that through action, you can create change.
And then it says that this year alone, she played these several parts, the frustrated mother of Ed Helms and Jason Segel and Jeff, Who Lives at Home. And you mentioned that movie earlier, I think.
That's right. Yes, we mentioned it earlier that she found that was good for her character acting. I'm sure that was most probably a bit of a comedy. I haven't seen it myself, but I know Jason Segel is very famous. Maybe our listeners have seen him in The Muppets. They redid a movie of The Muppets with Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy, and he was the actor in that movie.
Right. So it would be a funny one. And then she mothered Adam Sandler in That's My Boy. That's another movie that she was a mother in, right?
That's right. And Adam Sandler is also known for his comedy movies.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. He's very famous around the world in Asia as well as having a distinct brand of comedy.
Well, and she co-starred with Frank Langella in the wistful sci-fi with science fiction comedy Robot and Frank. That sounds like kind of a funny movie to me.
It is funny, and it's interesting adjective here that the writer chose, wistful. I think that's right on. It's kind of quirky, kind of different. It's funny, but it's based on a very unique character and a unique situation.
Have you seen that one?
I've seen the preview myself, and it looks pretty funny. He is a retired, actually, thief, and he receives this robot as a companion. So,
oh my.
Be interesting to see how he gets along with the robot.
I hope the robot straightens him out.
From the preview, it looks the other way around.
It's the other way.
He teaches the robot a thing.
One thing, you know, if you do want to see previews, there's a lot of places you can see them. But if you look at www.imdb, International Movie Database, you can find out about the movies. Put the name of the movie in, and they'll tell you all about it. And before you go to a movie, it's nice to look it up and see what it's really about. You can't always tell from the advertising. So do IMDb, International Movie Database. Check out the movies first and find out what they're about. You might be surprised. It's better to know before you go there.
Right. Yeah, they do a very good job at IMDb of just letting you know who's in the movie, what the movie storyline or plot line is about. And also, like you said, they have links to the trailer there as well.
Right. So you can sometimes see things ahead of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says that returning veterans are one of her causes right now. They're her biggest concern right now. And, of course, They are a concern. People have been fighting in some of these countries before it was Iraq and Afghanistan and those places, and to fit into life when they come back to the States or when they go back to their countries, wherever it is, that's one of her causes. So she cares about people, not just making money.
That's right. And it says in the line before that that her passion remains her causes. So acting has a place in her life, and also these causes like the returning veterans. And it's neat to see a lady, an actress, standing up for these veterans who are, we could assume, most of the veterans are men, not all of them. But it's neat to see because, you know, often veterans don't receive a great welcome when they come back, or maybe they need help financially. So it's neat to see that she's standing up for those kind of people.
Well, she always is involved in what we call anti-poverty issues, places where people don't have enough to eat. Now, in all my life, I've seen pictures of people in Africa and different countries that didn't have enough to eat, and we still see those pictures even now, but still people try to help, and they say, let's go against poverty. Let's see that everybody has a place to live and a place to sleep. It's a big job, but she's for fighting for those jobs and not giving up on them.
That's right. And we also see she is also interested in fighting child prostitution, because often where there are countries that are dealing with poverty, then also child prostitution can be a problem as well.
That's true. Many different companies, and even CNN is always announcing this and trying to get rid of this type of this problem that we have. And it is a big problem all over the world. And so she has different foundations that she helps and she supports. And she's even been to Cambodia.
That's right. She's been to Cambodia. Of course, child prostitution in throughout that part of the world is probably a more severe problem, and even in Cambodia. And it's neat to see here, too, that she's kind of passing on this to her daughter, giving her daughter a chance to experience this kind of activism to support these causes. So that's neat to see her sharing it with her family.
We see here that she does have a daughter. Do you think about her life at all?
Her daughter actually is also an actress as well, so she followed in her mother's footsteps.
How old is her daughter then?
I'm not sure how old her daughter is, but they did act in a movie together where they played mother and daughter.
Oh, that was good.
There we go. Another outstanding turn at being a mom.
I guess so.
also, like you said, she's also helping her daughter follow her in the footsteps of what she believes are good causes to change humanity.
That's very good.
Mm. Yeah, and I think, too, that her activism kind of feeds into some of her characters. I think of Dead Man Walking that Amanda brought up, that I think one of the reasons why she won an Oscar for that is because it's kind of a role for an activist. So she could take some of her real-life passion and kind of turn it into that character maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's very good at that.
We hope that you've enjoyed talking about some of these issues and about the people involved. And we know that a lot of people, you know, they think movie stars have it very easy and they make a lot of money. But they have a hard life, many of them. And they have difficult hours and they spend hours preparing and they don't always become successful. And sometimes they flame out. So it's not always as easy or glamorous as it looks.
No, but I do think here in this example of Susan's life, we can see that she doesn't just concentrate on her acting, but she actually uses it to bring it into everyday life and try to bring change into the environment around her.
And so we hope that she will have success in whatever she does and continue on to entertain, but also to get important points out to society so that we can all take our place in taking care of the world.
That's right. Hopefully inspire our listeners as well to get involved in what's happening around them.
That's right. To be on the cutting edge and to push the envelope a little bit, not get complacent. If you're complacent, that's the worst thing that can happen. So we're going to have our little skit now before we say goodbye. But remember that all of us have a certain place wherever we are, and we can also decide if we want to do something or just sit back and become complacent. But I think the members of advanced class will not be complacent. What do you think?
I think that they will be active as well.
So let's have our skit now.
I just feel like I just got a fresh lease on life.
Whatever do you mean, Carol? What have you been up to today?
Just enjoying a day that has just been for me. Leisurely breakfast, doing some cutting-edge designing of our yard, and now a little time to relax and get back to the article I was reading. Dalton, Thanks for picking up this magazine for me.
Well, I know how you appreciate a good read, especially if it is an individual you admire. I couldn't refuse picking it up when I saw that Susan Sarandon was on the front cover.
Dalton? Well, thanks. Yeah, kind of like the lady, even if I don't know her. She has made a number of memorable films, some that slip right into your consciousness, never to leave.
Yeah, she spent a great deal of her early career pushing the envelope.
Yes, I guess she did. Dalton, I prefer the work she has done in the last decade or so. I guess I can often relate to the subject matter more, and possibly to the characters she plays. As she has matured as an actress, well, I guess my tastes have matured as well.
Susan Sarandon does seem to have that staying power that so many in Hollywood admire, and possibly many are a tad bit envious of. They wish they knew her secret.
I really don't think it is a secret she has or keeps, Dalton, but she definitely hasn't become complacent in her career or her personal life. I really admire that about her. It is refreshing. Perhaps that is a modern-day take on, say, pushing the envelope?
Well, and you know, Carol, that is just one aspect of this smart woman. She has so many other things on the go in her life. And activism has always been a big part of Susan Sarandon's life.
Dalton, I love that she is involved with returning veterans, giving a voice and face to their concerns and their own causes.
Yes, and her concerns and actions don't just remain at home here. She has never been far from bringing anti-poverty issues and child prostitution into the spotlight. They are always at the top of her agenda.
That explains her close association with the Somali Mam Foundation in Cambodia, then.
Yes, her attention to her craft and then getting outside that and seeing the needs in her own backyard and around the world. Well, it is very commendable.
Dalton, I guess that is why Susan Sarandon is near the top of my list of people to watch and admire. She's refreshing.
Thanks for being with us for this lesson. It's been interesting to learn about some of these people we've discussed today. But remember, everybody's life is important, and what we do today is also important, so don't be complacent.
That's right. I hope you listeners also be inspired and go out there and change your environment.
That's right. Live in the moment.
So we'll see you next time with a new lesson. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Goodbye.